Welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. This is where we highlight the groundbreaking work being done at JFK University Medical Center in Edison. It's part of the Hackensack Meridian Health Network. I'm Joel Katz, and we have a couple of very educated gentlemen joining us this week. One is Dr. Brian J. Fertig, founder and president of the Diabetes and Osteoporosis Center in Piscataway, New Jersey, academic associate professor at Hackensack Meridian Health Medical School and chair, Department of Diabetes and Endocrinology at Hackensack Meridian Health, JFK University Medical Center, and author of the two-volume series Metabolism and Medicine, and another book, which we'll touch on in just a moment. And also joining us, Dr. Jack Tyczynski, PhD, a biophysics professor at the University of Alberta, Edmonton, Canada, also holds a faculty position in bioengineering at the Polytechnic University of Turin in Italy. He's a nominator of the Nobel Prize in Physics awarded by the Academy of Sciences of Sweden and has been hired by multiple countries in Europe to organize their science. His research interests involve computational drug discovery, biophysics of the cell, and theories of consciousness. Authored and co-authored 14 books, 34 book chapters, and almost 600 peer-reviewed journal papers. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
It's great to get through that. And I didn't mention, and I'll mention it now, the two of you have co-authored a book along with Deepak Chopra, The New Science of Living a Longer, Healthier, More Vital Life, Quantum Body, which we're going to touch on during this morning's discussion. Sound good?
Very good.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get started. As I mentioned, the book is called Quantum Body. Let's start with what it means, what it's all about.
The book, Quantum Body, is a fusion, an entanglement of biology and physics and spirituality, or biophysics and spirituality. And as an endocrinologist who sees metabolism as the building blocks of health and disease, this book was a true cultural enrichment.
Okay.
Now, the term quantum body is unlike the physical body, it's consciousness. It's the totality of your experiences and free will that exists outside of the body. Now, a fundamental property of quantum body is the absence of space and time. This underpins the principle of superposition, that two or more particles can exist at the same place at the same time. Of timelessness is time moving in opposite directions where the past, present, and future are happening simultaneously. And this allows unlimited possibilities that can be reduced to a single optimal reality. Now, this can be an effortless thought that solves a problem. It can be the field goal kicker that kicks a ball through the uprights before the ball is even kicked. So you're bringing the future to the present. Or it can be health benefits of positive thinking.
Well, using your field goal kicker analogy, is this something that we can control?
Absolutely. I mean, you know how they ice the kicker, they call timeout, and quantum it's a wave, and heat collapses those waves. And a thought is energy production. In the process of energy, you're producing heat. That's why I said an effortless thought. But if you think about it so much, you're going to generate heat. And those, you know, if it's stress, you're generating heat associated with energy production that has no physiological value. That's why a negative thought will collapse the wave function and they no longer can see themselves putting the ball through the uprights and they screw it up.
Right, but it would make it less probable. It wouldn't guarantee a miss or a make based on the thoughts.
No.
Right?
Okay. No, but it's almost, if you don't believe you're going to put it through the uprights, you usually don't.
Okay. Now, I was just wondering something you could that can be predetermined. But it really, 100%, and you're saying that it cannot be.
No, okay. The body is incredibly complex. And,
Okay.
So the field of quantum biology started about 15, 20 years ago, and that was launched by an investigation into photosynthesis, you know, the method of obtaining energy from sun by plants and bacteria. And that was demonstrated to be quantum, which is a great advance in science. And so with Brian, we looked at metabolism. Metabolism is the method of energy transduction utilization in humans. And that is also essentially a quantum process. And so that led to the consideration of this is so important for all living systems. Therefore, it has to be a major principle that is missing from the current science.
Okay.
Human physiology. So anyway, that's kind of the background to this discussion about quantum body. And that of course, includes the brain and consciousness, which is also argued by many to be a quantum, including Sir Roger Penrose, Nobel Prize winner from 2020 in physics. So anyway, there is compelling evidence that you know, we as humans operate at a much more sophisticated way than simply, you know, bricks and mortar and simple, you know, structure.
Right. And then would that be one of the, like, the take-home messages of the book, Quantum Body? And are there
exactly.
others?
With many consequences. Maybe Brian can talk about the consequences from the point of view of medicine.
Okay.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thanks, Jack. Let me give you a couple take-home messages that I see. You know, stay in the moment, because that's when possibilities are unlimited. And stay focused. Understand mm-hmm. and believe in your cause, in yourself, and it'll happen. Another one is free will is the quantum biological expression of experiences, which can synchronize with your quantum metabolism, which in your body, in your brain, and it affects your physiology. But it also can synchronize with the free will of others, and it can adversely or favorably affect their free will without saying a word in their physiology. So the take-home message here is stay away from emotional toxins and toxic relationships, because it disrupts this, you know, the whole quantum mode that is what drives physiological perfection. Mm. Now, I want to say one more thing.
Okay.
If you do good, good will come back to you. It might be in a day. It might be in 100 years. Albert Einstein said this. He, in the Hindu religious doctrine, they call this karma. But I think that Einstein was thinking about Newton's third law. For every action, there's an equal opposite reaction. It's the total symmetry of the universe. Now, if you help somebody that you helped many decades ago, it's their free will that may be responsible for someone else coming to help you with a major challenge today. This is entangled, and this is rooted in entanglement, and of free will, past, mm-hmm. present, and future. Now, Jack and I had discussions in the past, and he explained to me how it's your dream world where you typically can bring the future to the present and see the future in the past, and you can unite with lost loved ones, which is an incredible. I think we all have experiences if you think about it.
Could you be more specific about that, reconnecting with lost loved ones?
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Okay. It's an actual, you know, if their free will, their consciousness, their quantum body, the totality of their experiences is still in the universe, the quantum nature of the dream world is very conducive for the synchronization of your free will and theirs. Is that correct, Jack?
Yeah, I agree with this statement. Yes, many of us probably had the same similar experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes us on a sort of philosophical path. I think it's maybe a topic for a longer conversation. But I mean, very briefly, the dream world is probably the closest to a pure quantum state. Because when we are awake, I think we are bombarded with so much noise and information,
right,
that our, you know, mind is in a very different state that is largely classical, simply information processing, as opposed to, and it's different, by the way, information processing, information is different from the quantum state. Quantum state cannot be copied. They are subjective, individual. information can be copied, you know, bits, zeros, and ones. So the dream world is special, and I think the ancients even paid a lot of attention to it. I studied that, and that's not in the book, but not too much. There's a little bit about this in the book, but
okay.
But it's super interesting. I'm sure a lot of people have some comments on that.
Talking with Dr. Brian J. Fertig and Dr. Jack Tyszynski, let's tell us how quantum biology helps us.
All right, I'll start with that.
Great.
Right. Now, I'm going to take a little poetry from Deepak and combine it with my personal insights. But how time is the metabolism of experience, and aging is metabolism of time. Only quantum metabolism can slow aging and biological time, because quantum metabolism is the absolute synchronization of energy production and utilization of cells within and between tissues of the body to drive human physiological perfection. It's a hypothetical construct of ageless beings and humans, but it's analogous to the perpetual motion machine. And I propose that quantum metabolism is a hybrid of classical metabolism and a liaison between free will, physiology, and optimal conscious reality.
Mm-hmm.
So that's but here's how quantum biology helps you.
Okay.
So free will is the quantum biological expression of consciousness. And together with quantum metabolism, it slows time in the sense that it keeps you in the moment, allowing a greater state of awareness and understanding and believing in your cause to allow your uncompromised and optimal conscious reality. So this achieves a healthier physiology, a longer lifespan, but also your power to control successes in life.
Each and moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's back to the field goal kicker.
Mm-hmm.
But to increase emotional resilience. Now, that requires a more joyful and energetic conscious experience. And if you wake up in the morning and on a scale of 1 to 10, you're feeling joyful and energetic is an 8 or above, you're fine. If it's 5 to 7, you're struggling. And if it's less than 5, you're suffering. And this is often associated with a major chronic disease or at risk for one.
Mm-hmm.
There's 9 ways to increase your emotional resilience: love, empathy, compassion, gratitude, and equanimity, which is inner calm. Now, loss of hostility, loss of resentment, loss of guilt, and loss of fear of dying. Those are some actionable.
And you combine all of those.
Mindful meditation can help that.
That's how you would achieve, one would achieve, say, like a maximum, their maximum potential?
Yes.
You would have to, right?
Yeah. How do you achieve your maximum biological potential? You hit it on the nail, but let me say that by being in touch with your quantum body outside space and time and connecting these sensations, the thoughts, feelings, emotions, motivations, and free will to your quantum mode of energy production and physiology, this requires 3 doors that open and close together: the absence of self-doubt, the absence of psychogenic stress, and mental focus. And there's 2 hallmarks to these. One is the energy, is minimizing energy that's produced that has no physiological value, and minimizing the generation of oxidizing free radicals and inflammatory stress on our biological processes that occurs in the process of energy. It's coupled to energy production. So that's where mental focus is so important. Now, there's some techniques to help open these doors and connect your consciousness and your experiences and free will to your optimal physiology. And what is, well, mind-body coordination techniques, okay? That's the martial arts and...
any type of exercise, right?
Well, it's very different than traditional exercise. Okay. Think about Tai Chi, ballet, or Irish dancing, yoga, right?
I could do the last one. I can't do the other one.
There you go. it keeps that mindfulness, right? And these are associated. There's a meditation that's involved in each of these. And it achieves those qualities that you need to connect your quantum body to your optimal conscious reality and healthy physiology. Now, the other thing that you said is to activate those nine qualities to reduce emotional resilience. Mm-hmm. That's the other.
The love, the empathy.
Compassion, gratitude, equanimity, and loss of hostility, resentment, guilt, and loss of fear of dying.
Right.
Now, that last one's hard, but you got to remember that you got to realize that you live as long as you can, as well as you can, and you can't worry about anything beyond
It's funny
that.
You say that, because I would that almost seems like the easiest one to almost control. Not the easiest, but the fear of dying, I don't feel that I have that. I mean, I do think about it, but the true fear, like I'm afraid of, I know it's coming someday, but are you suggesting that most people do ponder that on a regular basis?
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah? Okay.
I think a lot of people do. I have a mother-in-law who was obsessed with it and became so. She lived with us for a number of years.
Does it get stronger as you get older, or is it something that someone might have their entire life?
It might. I mean, if people that have spirituality in their life or, things like that help. It's also the fear of your loved ones dying.
Yeah.
But it really can drive you into a state of isolation and depression and all those bad things that will accelerate your biological aging.
Yeah. Talking with the authors of the book, The New Science of Living a Longer, Healthier, More Vital Life, Quantum Body, co-written by Deepak Chopra, and my guests this morning, Dr. Brian J. Fertig and Dr. Jack Tyszynski. Question for you, Dr. Tyszynski. Where do you see the role of physics in the future of medicine? And, how does medicine benefit?
It's a great question. I think the role is very important and very big and growing. Let me just back up a bit because, when we talk about quantum body, we should contrast it with what current science considers. And that's basically built on incredibly strong foundations of genetics and cell biology, biochemistry, structural biology, et cetera. All of these fields contribute an immense amount of knowledge to our understanding of the human body, but none of that gives us any insight into how all of this is interconnected. Mm-hmm. So they look at bits and pieces, binary interaction between molecules, how proteins make complexes, et cetera, et cetera. But the human body is much more than the sum of its interacting elements. It's really the integration of it and the synchronization. How all of this works together almost to perfection. And that is where physics steps in. And I think without physics, you cannot explain this. Physics, especially quantum physics, gives ideas, concepts that can be explored in this connection. For example, entanglement. Entanglement will explain how distant parts of the body are connected together and act in concert. With Brian, we discussed and worked on metabolism, which energy fluxes, energy consumption and transduction. This is what drives our functions, and it has to be done efficiently and in synchrony. That's where the human body's perfection comes into play. And that's where physics helps explain. There's still a long way to explain everything, but at least we're making small steps. And I think with physics, both on the sort of technology side of things and the conceptual physiology and the science of the human body will benefit tremendously in the future.
So you wrote this book together, you gentlemen, along, as I mentioned, with Deepak Chopra. What would you like to accomplish next? I'm assuming you'll be working together more.
Brian, you go ahead. I'll chime in later.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's this physiological fitness landscape model. It's the 120-year lifespan. And I think this is an incredibly powerful, groundbreaking. It's the, you know, I've actually surveyed this and see people that talk about the 120-year lifespan and they want to live to 120, 180 years, whatever. But you listen to what's being said. It's not grounded the way it needs to be. Obviously, we have this potential. And not only do we have the biological potential, but we have the tools to make it work. And
that's
we,
one of the first things you said to me, because this is the third time we have spoken, you and I.
Yeah.
And I remember the very first time we spoke, you mentioned about, you know, it's certainly possible we can get to, I don't remember the exact number, but I think it was like 150.
No, I don't think it's 150. It's not 120, maybe 170. Yeah, this gene
Why not one day, though? Why not? Because we're living longer now. I never would have thought, I guess I shouldn't say, when I was born in the 60s, whoever was, you know, an adult in the 60s, and you told them, oh, yeah, most people are going to live to their, you know, upper 80s, lower 90s, which is, I feel, is happening now. A lot of people are living well into their 90s, into 100. I just look to even 200, 400, 600, 800 years from now, who knows how long we'll live.
Joe, I think that in the, I'm not talking about 600 years from now and how, you know, there's biblical ways that we could live for ageless beings like the perpetual motion machine. But I'm talking about within a generation, easily, depending on how, you know, committed the you know, the political landscape is for this type of change. But it can happen in a short period of time. We have the tools for it to happen. I'm talking about the overwhelming majority of the world's population living to 117, 118 years. Mm-hmm. And it can happen with the combination of bioinformatics and healthcare AI. And there's whole discussions about this to really hone this in and optimize it. And we have a model that's going to make this happen. And that can, and it in this, it's based on something that's already been proven. It's a Nobel Prize. Jack will tell you it's a Nobel Prize worthy concept. This fitness landscape, and we've adopted that. You know, rather than predicting snow to ice or ice to water, that reverse all these physical chemical phase transitions, biological phase transitions, health and disease in the reverse can be predicted. With before problems evolve, before disease onsets, and you can change the trajectory of this of the path of your physiology, and we have the resources, we have the technology, and we have these growing fields of big data, this bioinformatics and healthcare AI, and we have this model, this physiological fitness landscape, this PFL that is a blueprint for algorithms of AI that is going to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, it's over a short period. It's over a short period of time as opposed to what I was suggesting, and it's the majority, as you said, of people living to that age. Yeah. Okay. And we only have about a minute left, so I want to turn to Dr. Jasinski because he wanted to comment on that as well.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. So as Brian said, this is an idea which stems from physics. Physics of phase transitions, in particular, where several Nobel Prizes were given. It's a model that explains transitions between phases of matter from ice to water to vapor and so on. And that gives you a trajectory that can be controlled by external parameters such as pressure, temperature. And in human physiology, this is begging to be implemented where we could explore the pathways to health by changing external parameters, whether it be exercise, diet, lifestyle, pharmacological intervention and so on. Individually, based on the biomarkers, based on the bioinformatics, AI, and putting this together in the form of a GPS for health, we call it in simple terms. So that's how we see it with Brian. And I think we have to move away from this sort of, you know, very simplistic way of putting physiological parameters on a standard, you know, normal, abnormal distinction rather than individual, patient-specific, and trajectory-like, rather than a point on a map. It's a trajectory. It's a pathway to health.
Doctors, thank you so much. Dr. Brian J. Fertig and Dr. Jack Tyszynski, thank you for taking the time to speak this morning.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Jack.
The book is Quantum Body. If you want more information, you can go to jfkmc.org. For a podcast of this show, go to foxsportsradionewjersey.com. JFK Spotlight on Health is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. Keep getting better. I'm Joel Katz, and we will talk again next week.